Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. How do we know it's him? Right, there's MC Guy
good,
Guy.
Man. Thanks, right, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for showing up, man. Appreciate that. Right.
Hey, I told you I was going to show up.
Man. Yeah, late, but I mean, you know, appreciate the respect. Is it? I don't know. Is it better late than ever? I don't know. You might as well not show up at all now.
What's up?
Nothing, man. What took you so long?
Dang.
Yeah.
Good to see you face to face, bro.
Yeah,
I've seen you a couple times out, you know, but yeah. I never... I want to say nothing, want to speak my mind, so I just kept my distance.
Okay, cool. So,
where you been, Tim?
No, just like in the West Chase area.
Okay.
No, I mean like not. Was that where you were today? We just want to know why you were a little late.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
I was just hanging out with a couple friends.
Okay.
Didn't feel like being punctual. Yeah. Not in that whole punctuality thing.
No, I say that,
big
Drew,
timing.
Because back in the when you was in the in your face days, you was a dick. So that made me really not like you, bro. You know, so a couple of times when I seen you, I really wanted to approach you, but I'm a gentleman. So
wait, what did you want to approach him with? Like your fists?
Nah, just be like, talk that ass now.
Well, you know that radio is different than real life, right? I mean, you're challenged IQ-wise, I know that. But you know there's a difference between radio and real life, right?
But where I'm from, if you're going to say something over the radio... And
like
me,
you have a challenged intellect,
feel.
Like you express yourself horribly, like hot garbage.
Because
that's what I'm saying now.
We ready to battle?
With all sincerity.
I think the battle's already begun.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Because I'm saying it now. Like, you know, you don't express yourself well. You don't speak well. You have horrible grammar.
Do I?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you don't get what I'm telling you?
No, I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
I'm saying back in the in your face days, right? You were a dick. Is that right?
No, Tim. Okay. I'm sorry. That was something called sarcasm. Smart people use it with each other to kind of make a little joke here and there.
So you're saying that wasn't really you?
That was me, Tim. In your face with Drew Garabo.
You're saying, but that was an act for the radio.
Maybe, Tim. Who knows? It's in the past.
Okay. I got you.
Tim, do you like the show now?
Dude, I'm on the road a lot, so I listen. If I'm not listening to my iPod, I don't like what's on the radio, so I'll switch it on. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I just didn't know because it seems like if we mention you, you call. So I didn't know if people were letting you know or you actually listen to the show. I can't get a feel for if you hate us or not.
Nobody I chill with listens to this show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bet that for sure.
I don't know why you take the show so personal.
Right. Yeah. That's a good question.
Like you think Drew, when he's talking and you don't like what he's saying, he's not like talking to you.
Because I think he's being disrespectful.
To who?
Like just to people in general, just for no reason being at. Can I say a-hole or whatever?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, being a butthead for no reason.
For no reason? Do you think it might have been to get a reaction out of people? Did that ever occur to you that like?
I mean, that's just a douchey move, man.
Well, look, man, I don't tell you how to mop the floor at the stock Arthur Treacher's, and you don't tell me how to do radio. You know,
right? I mop the floors, all right. People like you.
Oh, we should probably start then, because I feel like we're kind of already battling now. We should just put music to it.
Yeah, like if you're not bright enough to get like what happens on the radio, you know that Harrison Ford doesn't really travel the world looking for treasure as an archaeologist. Like he's playing a role as Indiana Jones.
Dude, well, you played that role too well.
I know.
For that not to be truly some of those your feelings.
Oh, no, some of them were, for sure.
If that's you, then hey.
Then hey what?
So what do you think about the show now that's not in your face? Like you haven't really given – do you dislike the show? I know what there's you know nothing on.
No, it's not like I dislike it or like it. I mean, I just listen just for the – I don't know, just for the heck of it, man.
Okay.
It ain't really,
very well
like
spoken.
Like I said, nothing else on the radio to listen to. If I'm not listening to some Wayne or just some oldies or something like that.
That's your boy.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Have you been drinking? Like, did you take some shots to like warm up? I'm just curious.
Nah, I took a couple of shots earlier when I was at the strip club.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Today you were at the strip club. That was how you warmed up. Okay.
Day shift.
That's why I couldn't make it here on time.
My pregame meal.
Pregame meal.
All right. Oh. Hey, everybody pregames differently.
Hey, for sure. Some people study rhyme books. Some people go to strip clubs.
Yeah, Sam, I don't know how you guys do things at 97X, but over here, we go to the strip club in the daytime, okay?
Yeah, yeah, we're daytime strip club visitors.
I've
right
never
here.
Been to a strip club in the daytime.
Never?
Never, no.
Never? You didn't get the barbecue pork buffet at the Club Wana back in Orlando?
No.
Oh, yeah. Pulled pork sandwiches.
Nah, they're good. They're
first
good.
Time you see a moldy bun, you'll never eat one again.
They thirsty.
Yeah, they. Someone will do a lunch buffet.
All right.
Yeah, Penthouse, I think, does free lunch.
I'm not talking about eating lunch.
Okay.
What? Oh.
Sure. He's eating strippers.
You want to go?
Yeah. I mean, I think that I think it's you know, we've heard enough. I don't see any more gems of knowledge being dropped.
Just
from
wanted
those
to get
lips.
To know him a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, what else do you want to know about? What do you do for work?
Oh, I build stairs.
You build stairs.
Yeah, stare at these nuts.
Not bad.
He did get you.
Not bad at all.
That was he got you.
Not bad. Not
Stare these nuts, homie.
Yeah, no, we heard you.
Stare these nuts.
Okay, that's okay. Three times.
So I'm making sure.
Yeah, Beetlejuice will come in here. Okay. So you don't want to tell us what you do occupationally?
I'm self-employed. I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Connoisseur.
So unemployed, like price.
Yeah, unemployed, definitely.
Slings rocks, slings weeds, slings stuff.
All this stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with slinging.
I got a black card hat for no reason. I don't even know why I got that. I must have got that from Goodwill, too.
Okay.
A black card hat? What's that? Inform me.
That you could charge stuff on it. It's on like an American Express. You just have them scan your hat, and then boom, you're good to
okay,
go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's exactly
how that works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of tension in the room. I would love to do this.
Dude, this is what I'm just saying, like, if you like this in real life, bro, I can't.
You can. All right. So, Mumble Mouth, you ready? You want to go ahead and go first since you were late?
Yeah. Yo. I'm Ashton Martin. You're a rented infinity. I got so much game, I could take Micah's virginity.
Oh.
But I don't want to, because she more of a dude than you. I ain't scared of anybody on the bone or anybody in this room. Where that Spanish dude? About to sweep you on your home court. Somebody pass me a broom. And listen, I'm not even through. You suck so bad, you should change your name to a cat named Drew. Anytime you want me to be through, just say something. And it's nothing. Goons downstairs ready to come in busting. Smiling. Go ahead.
Dude. Scared of nothing, man. You scared of this language. You talk about my boy Spanish, man. You're going to languish in your own personal hell. Your enemy is speaking. Check this out, because there ain't no hide and seeking. No kids' games. You insult Micah, you insult me. I think you drank a little too much of that THC-infused beverage in that can. Should stop that drinking. Put down the booze. You might start thinking. Start getting repetitive. We getting mad competitive. Tim, get on the microphone, please, with the collective.
I don't even know what you just said.
Exactly, because they use big words and you drop big turds.
You said nothing.
I said plenty.
Okay.
What you got to say?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Start repeating yourself. That's okay. A good sign.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
I came in here solo.
Uh-huh.
Came in here dolo.
Uh-huh.
You more of a bitch than Hope Solo.
Oh.
I come through, roll through, see your chick tomorrow.
That rhymes.
It's okay. Keep interrupting. You a punk. Your head look like a pumpkin.
Huh.
Fat dude. Uh-huh. Sinning. Uh-huh. That's what I'm winning.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
You're too skinny, slim.
Uh-huh.
Before you win it heavyweight, step into the gym.
Okay.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bobby, you Whitney.
Oh.
Mm. Well. I'm Bobby, you Whitney.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Well.
With your girl, she a frisbee to you.
Oh, a frisbee.
Like whammo
style.
She a
boomerang. She coming back.
Uh-oh.
Oh. My girl's a frisbee.
These nuts like mice.
Oh. My girl's a frisbee. My girl's a boomerang. My girl's a Rubik's Cube. You know, I just can't hang with an intellect like that. He's clearly superior. I just take that back. You're mighty inferior. Yo, my flow's hot. It's like molten lava. Your flow looks like Micah Rotunda and Kava. And what it did to my belly. You like jam, I like jelly. I jam these nuts in your mouth and I watch some telly. Gotta dump that? Nah, man, I ain't dumping. Now get on the microphone because your mama, I be pumping. What?
I came in here myself, see what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it here or in the mic counter punch out.
Mm-mm.
But I seen from your last fight, that's not what you about.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, cause you, I, Marine, huh? You a Girl Scout.
Okay.
Come back one time,
mm-hmm.
Knock you out. I seen your last fight,
mm-hmm.
You can't even rhyme.
Mm.
Listen.
Do these words rhyme in your head before you say them? Or, like, is this free form? Are we trying to rhyme here? Is that what? How does this work exactly? Because you rhyme solo with solo, and I'm just confused about a tie that's a bolo. Like, when do we stop? When do we start? I don't know. It was much easier with a professional like Mosh Gelton. You're an amateur, dude.
Amateur dude.
Over your head.
Amateur dude.
Over your head.
Amateur dude. Over my head.
That's right.
Your girl gives me head. Oh. I lay in the bed. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard it.
You laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard what you said, but I'm not impressed. You're green like a rookie, like Micah's pretty dress. In fact, the pretty dress, I must confess, is much greater than what you did in this room. That's a mess, dude. You got no rhymes, you got no wit, you got no nothing, man. You's full of spit. I'd love to see you represent in this here room, but I fear that we're gonna have to expedite your doom. Show you the door, ask you to leave, walk you downstairs, and we might believe tomorrow you'll call back and say you was robbed, but tomorrow is Saturday. We don't work at this job.
Wow.
That's right, wow, bitch.
I don't even know what that was. That was nothing. That was nothing.
That was because it rhymed and it made sense and it used words. Go ahead. Show me something,
Let me show
Tim.
You something.
Show me something, Tim.
You keep interrupting.
Show me something.
Wait, hold on. You guys have gone three. I think you have three rounds each right now. Well, I don't know. You want to keep going?
Smashing. Okay. He's saving the best for last.
Yeah, he's smashing me. He's smashing me. Smashing me.
Lightweight.
Uh huh.
This guy's a lightweight.
Right.
Step into the gym. I just Hulk Hogan'd you. Call you Heather Klim. It doesn't matter. I'm an infinity. I'm go to infinity, I get trinities. Bitches, doesn't matter. Turn them off like switches. You laughing? Family matters. I'm rapping for the banks. Come back, I get a wetter than a sink. Get a wetter than a fountain. You, I'm just clowning. Skinny dude.
I will say, skinny is an insult. Really, that fills my soul with a lot of happiness. So please keep up that angle. Thank you. I really, I appreciate that.
Very much. Like,
I appreciate that. Like, I don't know if you think you're Fat Albert over there, dude. Like, thank you. Like, that's not an insult at all. I appreciate the skinny part. All right, Tim, check it out, man. We're going to put this to rest. I mean, this has been fun and everything. We have fun. You're over
you.
Your head. I feel
I've
bad for you.
You bro.
I feel pity towards you. Mr. See, T told me to pity the fool. I
dude,
do indeed.
You've said a bunch of nothing.
I've said a bunch of everything, but I'm just using words that you can't comprehend. You didn't get past sixth grade, man. You're not on my level. It's all
right.
I'm not mad
nothing.
At you.
You rewind it back and you listen to what I say. Listen to what you say.
Oh, I will. When I hear back you. Solo. Check it. Lazy. Rocky, gym, working out, skinny, working out, skinny, getting crazy
that
repetitive,
sounded
man.
Like just me.
Kind of did.
That sounded just like
kinda
me.
Kind of did.
If I was going to call it right now, I would give it to Drew based off of the consistency alone, man. He was spitting for at least, he spit 16, 24 bars in a row, man. After
great.
Bars,
listen, you got this
down.
Dude. He already knows interrupting.
I have to interrupt because I got to fill dead air. You act like the studio, man. You just don't care. You come in here and poison this room with your malevolence. You're an irrelevant elephant like that dude you like on the radio. You know who I'm talking about. Big fat tub of guts. You come in here to battle me? You must be nuts, man. Check it out. We said that you were coming in, and that left no doubt. We even, in fact, told Chester Bennington, and he had to check out.
All right, bet.
Now let me hear your retort.
Listen. Yo. You keep interrupting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you something.
What?
You nothing, bro. Come back. Throw your chick up and down like a yo-yo. She do what I say so.
Okay.
Twirl it. You know it.
Uh-huh.
I can't even look at you, take you serious, bro. You're such a clown, dude.
I know, right?
I can't even, like, look at you. Like, look at your face,
I know,
bro.
Man. Okay. You don't have to. You can look at anything you want. There's
dude,
everything in this
even,
room to look at but my face.
You serious?
You
dude,
shouldn't.
Without even laughing.
You shouldn't.
Like, you're such a distraction. I never met such a person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because
how
I'm
did you do
Drew
this?
Garabo.
You must, like, hang out with him on the weekends or
no,
something.
No, dude. You just walked dude, in here and we
know,
had a great
like,
chemistry.
How, you guys must have good chemistry.
We do. Yeah. Because they're adults. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You giggle
man.
Like a little
don't
bitch, don't you? Yeah,
bro.
No, you don't have to know about me. You don't have to just keep guzzling down my product like a little bitch and we'd be good, man. Like, just
why
listen to the radio.
That, man? I don't
call
know.
Up. All this time, we knew you were saved by your horrible phone connection. Like, we knew every single time you called, you had nothing to say.
It doesn't matter. If you wouldn't just...
Do you really think that? Yeah, do you really live in a world of delusion in which you smash me?
Yeah, I do.
You really do. Like, you're not self-aware enough to know that you just came in here and laid the biggest turn.
I said you flowed a little longer, but you just, like, made... You just rhymed.
What did you say, dude?
You ain't saying nothing. You saying something, but you must be bluffing. So I guess in order for me to win, I gotta rhyme like Tim and say nothing. But actuality, I might say a little something. Man, I can't look at you cause you make me giggle. I treat you like a girl, man, she like a wiggle. Your girl is a toy and I'm a destroy. My man is MC Tim and I be rapping like a boy. No doy, I mean no duh. My name is MC Tim and I got mad puh. I make mad cash, I smoke mad green. I got the illest rhymes that you ever seen.
Is that how you like it, man?
There you
real
go.
Simplistic?
Yeah.
Cause I could get on this microphone and kick my ballistic.
Okay.
What you got, bitch?
All right.
I'll
show you.
What you got?
Listen, ho. You couldn't see me in slow-mo. Mm-hmm. You couldn't catch up to me if you was on PCP and did a mountain of coke.
Okay.
Listen, and my legs was broke. You named me MC Gaga, I got an Eminem flow. Looking all crazy like you just did some meth with jelly. Hold on. What am I saying? He's a rapper or a felon? You keep laughing. He's a clown, call him Krusty. He's a clown, call him Krusty. And his armpit sweating must be musky. That's why, that's an armpit stain. Look at it right there. Bone TV, don't get a scare. I smell it from here.
Yeah, you got that shady flow.
Right.
Yeah. You got that Eminem flow. You more shady than Slim. You say MC Guy, we all know you're Tim. Is that short for Timothy or Tim can't rap worth a damn? I'm Drew Garabo, and that's who I am. You came into my house, you laid a big turd, tried to battle me, I found that absurd. Punctuality's not your strong point, neither is rhyming, so I'ma kick your ass out and say, have a nice time.
Okay. One more time, let me bust this rhyme. You can't step to me. I take on the whole LOD. With Patrick Ewing knees, you can even give me Kevin's bad kidney. It doesn't matter. I'm handcuffed, and I'm a batter. Yo ass. Smoke this, Greg.
Damn, you are terrible, dude.
You're terrible by looking like that.
So terrible, man. What are you doing?
Better.
How dare you invoke the name of Patrick Ewing, man? You can't get on the microphone with a match and make sparks, but I can hit from downtown like my name was John Starks or Anthony Mason. Penis, you're chasing. Now get the hell out of here. I'll carve you up like Jason from Friday the 13th, a movie back in the day. I know you remember it when you with your friends getting gay.
Go. You do not pass go. You do not click 200. I go 400 when I get blunder. It's okay. Listen to what I'm saying. Yo. Come back on the track and it's like that, real nice. I don't smoke the spice smoke, that get me real high. High as a ceiling. Your girl give me Marvin Gaye sexual healing. Yeah, with your upper lip pouting, that's what you do. Get her wetter than a fountain. You get her damn. Stamp that ass with a stamp.
And in your mind, you still won. In your mind, you're still winning. Yep. Like sitting in church on Sunday and sinning. In fact, church on Sunday, that's you. Because when I sit down in that brown pew, I think it's just like Tim and his rapping style. At the very least, you made me smile, man. And I like that. Thanks for listening to the show, Tim. Thanks for coming. We have some excellent parting gifts for you. Now get them out of here. Terrible, right? Like you were not worried. You were not prepared for this, dude.
You're crazy, dude. I didn't have to prepare for anything. What do you mean?
You probably should have.
Why? Why would I prepare?
Like you were a joke, dude.
Dude, I smashed you. You're kidding me?
You did call his girl a yo-yo and a frisbee. And said his head looked like a pumpkin. They weren't really winning lines.
No. Yeah, dude. You're awful.
I mean, the first like six bars of your first round wasn't that bad. I mean.
But it was pretty much downhill from there.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight on one. Yeah. So, of course, I mean, it's going to be against me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, you're rapping against one dude.
Yeah, you're not rapping against all them, dude.
Of course, all the
All the what?
Energy, all the, you have more.
All the smarts, all the lyrics.
Team Drew, basically.
Well, yeah, because I'm better than you. I mean, that's why. Like, we could do this in your radio show if you had one. You don't. But if we could do this on your home turf, you would still lose. You would still be this bad on your home turf.
If you walked into a real battle, you would get destroyed.
But I didn't. We invited you here.
No, I'm just saying, you're in a radio studio.
You, that's where I work.
Stupid little
right.
silly faces.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Mosh, do you want to get in on this? Do you just want to judge? Do you have anything you want to lay down right here? Do you want a battle?
I mean,
how do you feel?
I feel Drew took the battle on consistency alone. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was a lot more consistent, and the bars were there, and you know what I'm saying? You were just not that consistent. So yeah. I definitely give that to Drew, maybe 10-4.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad because I do think you're kind of challenged. I don't know if it's like something that happened to you when you were younger or just a lack of education, intoxication. I don't know what it was, but I kind of felt bad near the end, like I was kicking a little kid when he was down, because that's kind of, yeah, because that's, yeah. I mean, it is a kid who showed up late and it is a kid who's disrespected my show, but like, I don't know what nice way to say you're hot garbage. Like, that's, yeah.
I don't think so, bro.
Of course, you don't think so. You're not self-aware, but allow me to break it to you and everybody who's going to call right now. I mean, we'll take callers, some of whom hate me.
We can take callers, but St. Pete Sam is in here. She is not a rap expert. Sam, what did you think about the whole battle for 97X?
I don't know anything about rap, but. And I do feel bad because I know how you must feel a little ganged up on being in here. We're all friends with Drew. So I do feel bad, but I mean, come on. You said listen like 1,000 times.
Listen.
That's just, you know. I want you to do well, but your girl's I can't shoots be on your and side ladders, here.
Man. Your girl's Yahtzee. Yo, straight up, your girl's every toy in Toys R Us, man.
And
yo,
do you make music at all?
No, I don't even make music.
Because it sounds like you probably got some 16s for some beats, man.
I know I do.
If you weren't drunk, man,
that.
And you took this serious, I think you would have... Yeah. Done well.
You probably would have done better, but you played yourself. Yeah, I don't know if you are.
I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah, otherwise you were dropped on your head.
Okay.
I mean, I mean that with peace and love.
Maybe go for Starbucks next time instead of the strip club.
Yeah, you said you had a couple shots at the strip club.
Yeah,
caffeine instead of
something that brings you up
liquor.
As opposed to makes you.
I think he just has the best weed in town. That's what I think.
A couple of shots. What makes me drunk?
Well, I don't know. We're giving you the benefit of the doubt that you were drunk. You might just be slow.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's what's
is
up.
Is that just for the radio?
Well, we are on the radio.
You really truly think that?
When we go on we go to break, I'll turn the microphone off. I'll say it again if that like brings home the veracity of it. That means truth. Okay. Hello, it's 102.5 The Bones, Drew Garabo live. MC Guy just laid a big stinker everywhere. Who's this?
This is Steve.
What's up, Steve?
All I got to say is MC Guy has no reason to be embarrassed. Because we're all embarrassed enough for him.
Oh, damn. The first part was good. The second part, not so much for you. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, this is Charlie. I just wanted to say I'm sitting here with Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and the Holocaust, and we all give up. He wins. He's the biggest disaster in history.
Oh, no.
Congratulations. Wow. You beat 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and the Holocaust.
I love it.
Drew Garabo live. Hello. Pretty big if you could beat those disasters. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, you know, he did his best, but can someone just get him like an Uber home? Because I don't think it's safe for him to drive back after what he's been through. I mean, like, in all seriousness, are you listening?
No. I'm not listening. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Yes. The best thing I think he came into the office today was about the stair joke about the nuts.
Not bad.
I don't think he need to be building stairs. I think he need to be working at a Lampa because he is straight trash.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Lampa. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Am I on?
Yes.
Mr. Doodoo, they checked you for guns, but you showed up with a slingshot.
Oh, damn. What a mighty powerful insult that was. Drew Garabo live. Hello.
The voodoo chef can do better than that.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, avocado. You suck. Drew Garabo live. Hello. I think we all unite in the fact that we hate avocado rocker. Hello.
Hey, Drew, this is the Viking guy. Tim, man, you got to practice a little bit on that rap, and Drew and the other guys got you beat bad. But you got D's Nuts nailed. I love that one, man.
It was great with the stairs and the D's Nuts jokes, and downhill ever since. Hello, Drew Garabo live. Caller?
Hey, what's up? I was wanting to comment on this dude, MC Guy, and his flow that ain't no good.
Okay, I can already see where you're going to weigh in on that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Well, I just wanted to see if I could drop a few bars about how MC Guy is not even fly. All he could do is sit and spat whack. But Drew Garabo, he came right back and dropped it real quick, put him in his place, and that is just it. I wish you could this boy here, Pimp Sammy, Drew Garabo, for real.
Thank you. I like the Drew Garabo for real part. Hello, Drew Garabo live.
Hey, Drew, you got to admit that MC Guy, when he gave you the change your name to cat named Drew.
That was good. That was very good.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, one good line.
He
just
couldn't
bring it out.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't say nothing, right? Now one caller calls and points something out. That was one line, right?
Hey, no, you did have one line. Congratulations.
That was good.
That was the only line, right?
I mean,
even the whole beginning, I feel like he started real strong.
Yeah.
Like maybe part.
We're trying to give you some props. You're not listening.
Yeah, man.
Bro, this dude, first you say nothing, hot garbage, this and that. Now, it was majority. Says one good line.
No, you.
Oh, no, you did all right in the beginning.
Oh no, we'll say you had some decent lines. It was not awful start to finish. I mean, the general performance was awful, but like in between that awful, there were moments of adequacy. Man, you were adequate. That means good enough. A couple of times.
No, don't change your tune. I'm awful. I'm hot garbage. Just
yes.
Like you said,
no, you are.
Leave it at
you
that.
Are. No, you
leave
had moments where you were okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I sucked. Okay. I sucked horrible.
All right. I thought he was okay at times.
Oh,
guy.
No, that's not what you said in the beginning.
I'm sorry. If I hurt your feelings with that, I'm sorry. You had moments. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tim.
I'm good.
All right, you sure? Because you seem hung up on that. You had moments where you were not that bad.
Dude, stick to your guns, what you said, Drew.
Okay. You
in your face, remember?
No, it's Drew Garabo Live. Overall, you were not completely terrible. Overall,
I don't care. I'm good. And in my mind, I roasted you. It doesn't matter. Even with if my one or two good lines was better than your collective 30 seconds of straight freestyling or whatever rhyming what you was doing. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
You rhymed.
Yeah. Is that what we're here to do?
You said I didn't rhyme.
Well, some of your stuff rhymed, some of it didn't. You rhymed solo with solo, which is rhyming the same word with the same word, but that's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm delighted that you sucked that bad. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
I want to tell them how whack this is.
How whack what is? White what?
How whack Guy is.
Oh, okay. How whack is Guy?
Dude. You are whack.
Very passionate man. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hey, so that was garbage. Hot garbage. God awful.
But I mean, he had a couple of good lines, right?
Maybe two.
There you go. Maybe two. You got from one, from two. That's 100% better. Good job, Tim. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Yeah, that was the rap version of the Hindenburg incident. And he went down in flames.
Oh, well, oh, the humanity. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
It's Preston. I'd like to speak to Mr. Guy.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Guy, how you doing, sir?
What's up, man?
You suck.
Oh, my God.
Let's let him off the hook.
I'm
good. Hey, I'm good.
With whatever you can say about Gaga, he stood in here and he took it all today.
He
so.
Did. And, he, and in fact, and he thinks that he won. So if you're leaving here happy and that you roasted me, awesome, dude. That's great.
But with the two judges we had, Mosh and St. Pete Sam, you guys are both giving this battle to Drew.
And really, you were late too. So yeah. I wish I was another way, but I got to give it to
you. If your whole battle was like the first six bars you spit, you would have took that battle.
Yeah.
Right.
If everything was like the first six bars, but just off consistency alone, regardless of what either of y'all said, Drew took it off consistency and just, you know, more formatted battle rap.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I spent more than six bars. I don't know what I mean, but.
Now, I'm just saying if any of your bars were, if you had them six bars type of caliber throughout, it would have been, you would have won, but you just didn't have it.
You're right. I didn't keep my composure, which is, I'm not even giving any excuses, but looking at you, your clown ass, it's really hard to keep composure.
Sure.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I understand. These guys have to do it every day. Believe
you
me, the struggle
clown,
is real.
Bro.
I know.
You are a bozo.
I know, and you just
got
beat by bozo.
I did,
yes.
Hey,
Tim.
It.
In all seriousness, are you okay driving home? Or are you?
Dude, yeah.
People
I smell like alcohol?
No, I can't smell you. You smell fine, but people are telling me I have to get you.
I smell like alcohol walking. You took me in the elevator.
I mean,
they're just people. People seem to are saying, "Hey, get this guy an Uber." I just want to make sure you're all good, man.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm not trying to clown on you. I'm just trying to make sure everything's cool.
Yes, I'm good.
Okay,
man.
That's it. That's all.
Just thought you might be a little addled. That's all. But ADD, LED. Can't spell without ADD. All right. Thank you, Tim. It was certainly a pleasure meeting you. I gosh, sure hope our paths cross again real soon.
All right, buddy.
And thanks for showing up.
Yeah, I'll be see
you. A little bit late. But
are you guys gonna get a picture together afterwards?
Oh no,
or?
I'm good. You guys can get him out of here now. No, I got no interest.
You good? Okay.
Yeah, no. And he's taking up too much of our time.
All right, thanks,
yeah,
Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Looking forward to your next phone call, dude.
Thank you.
All right, 727-579-1025. I'm sorry, everybody. I really thought that was gonna be a lot better and closer than it was, but he sucked. We'll be back with more Drew Garabo Live. We have What's Good with Garabo for you, and we'll try to clean up the awful, filthy mess that was just made in here by a really, really, really lousy human being.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.